بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are still in this chapter of the various aspects of Dajjal, how when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained how he will come and what fitna he will cause. And in the last hadith that we read, a lengthy hadith towards the end, we read that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will announce and say, take out all those people who are going to Jahannam. And then from every 1,999 will be taken out. They will be going to Jahannam and only one to Jannah. That will perhaps shouldn't cause us any despondency. As the ulama have explained, those 999, almost all of them will be of the people of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. They will be the ones that will, they will be in such huge numbers who will come in this world also, and they will be the ones who will be destined to the fire of Jahannam. So a person should not lose hope at all in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It will be those people that will be going to Jahannam. Further in this hadith, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ مِنْ بَلَدٍ إِلَّا سَيَتَاؤُهُ الدَّجَّالُ, that there isn't any place on the surface of the earth but Dajjal will come and set foot on it. In other words, he will reach everywhere, wherever it is, in the cities, in the towns, in the villages, in the jungles, everywhere Shaitan will go. إِلَّا مَكَّةَ وَالْمَدِينَةِ, only Makkah Sharif he won't be able to enter, and Medina Sharif. Those are two places, and according to other ahadith, Baytul Muqaddas also, and one masjid which is known as Masjid al-Tur, that is the masjid at the Mount Tur. These places he will not be able to enter. Allah will protect these places. وَلَيْسَ نَقْبٌ مِنْ أَنْقَابِهِمَا إِلَّا عَلِيهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ صَافِينَ تَحْرُسُهُمَا. And these two places in this hadith, it is mentioned, Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, that there wouldn't be any entrance to the cities, but that there are farishtas, malaikas, who are there and guarding it. They are standing in rows and guarding it all the time. So Dajjal will not be able to enter at all Makkah Sharif nor Medina Sharif. فَيَنْزِلُ بِالسَّبْخَةِ, however, he will come near Medina Sharif where there will be a swamp, like marshy ground swamp. Till there he will reach, but he won't be able to enter Medina Sharif. However, when he will re-enter, when he will reach that place, فَتَرْجُفُ الْمَدِينَةُ ثَلَاثَ رَجَفَاتِ, then Medina Sharif will be shaken three times. And this will be, as the ulama explained, earthquakes will take place. Or whether it is, Allah knows best, some bombs that will be thrown, or earthquakes that will take place there. And because of that, earthquakes, وَيُخْرِجُ اللَّهُ مِنْهَا كُلَّ كَافِرٍ وَمُنَافِقٍ, and by that Allah Ta'ala will expel every munafiq that will be in Medina Sharif, and every kafir who is there, they will automatically, when this earthquake still will take place, they will just want to escape from there, and they will be expelled from there. So Medina Sharif will only have then the pure and clean people that will be left behind. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. And Hazrat Anas رضي الله تعالى عنه further explains that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, يتبع الدجال من يهود أصبهان 70,000, that when Dajjal will come, he will be followed by 70,000 people of the Yahud, of the Jews, from the town of Isfahan, Isfahan, which is there till today in Iran. They will be from there, 70,000 Jews will follow him. Alayhim at-tayalisa, and they will be wearing green robes. And they will be, these people, who, and green robes is actually like a jubba, which is really an Islamic dress. From there also, from here the ulama have written that if any non-Muslim starts wearing a Muslim dress, then it doesn't mean that Muslims cannot wear it anymore, because they are now the way, the clothes and the way of the non-Muslims. What is the way of Muslim dressing all the time? Like beards. Many people say the Jews keep beards, so we mustn't keep beards. Now beards are our way, the way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So even if other people keep beards, we will still carry on keeping the beard. It is our way. So anyway, 70,000 of the Jews of Isfahan will join Dajjal, and they will be behind him. Wa an Umme Shariqin radiyallahu ta'ala anha annaha sami'at an-nabiy sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul. Hazrat Umme Shariq radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, I heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, لَيَنْفِرَنَّ النَّاسِ مِنَ الدَّجَّالِ فِي الْجِبَالِ, that people will run away from Dajjal and they will go and stay in the mountains. In order to save themselves, they will just escape wherever they can. And as it comes in quite a few ahadith, the person who has even got one atom of iman in him, any bit of goodness, he will also escape and Dajjal will not be able to overpower him. وعن عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. حضرت عمران بن حسين رضي الله تعالى عنه says, I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, ما بين خلق آدم إلى يوم القيام إلى قيام الساعة, from the time that Allah Ta'ala had created Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام and until the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, Amrun Akbaru min Dajjal, there is no other calamity and no other tribulation greater than that of Dajjal. We know in the history of Islam what things have happened already, what Hajjaj ibn Yusuf etc. And then when the grandson Hazrat Hussein, of the grandson of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was made shaheed, and many other great tribulations came in the ummah. But the worst of all, the greatest tribulation and trial, will be that of Dajjal. And for that, like every Nabi warned his ummah, it is our duty also to warn our children, and they must carry on warning their children until that time will unfortunately come, when Dajjal will appear, and we have to make great effort on our iman, that our iman remains intact and that we get saved from this great tribulation of Dajjal.